I suggest that we don't teach our children anything. I really suggest that. I think we need to show them everything. I have met parents who are smoking, and then when a child smoked, they beat them up. This is the making of schizophrenia. Really, I'm just exaggerating here. Really. And if I'm angry with people, how do I expect my children to connect with people? Divorce and separation of parents obviously has an effect on the children. The issue is not the divorce. The issue is how the parents feel about it. Because if I am angry with my partner who left me, I can almost guarantee you we'll have angry children. So the solution is to improve the relationship you have with the partner that you have left or they left you. The children need us to be okay, whether we're together or not. I prefer that couples to leave each other and have a better relationship than living together in a bad relationship. So separation, divorce is not an issue at all. Again, it's another hook we use. We use our children to overcompensate for our painful reaction to our partner. And then our children become our battleground. And we start fighting each other through our children. We cannot express our need, so we express to the partner who left us the children's need. And we blackmail our partner because the children need something or don't need something or behaving badly. All we need to do is to improve our relationship together. When you have a child with a person, you will have a relationship with them for life, whether you're together or not. And people don't think like that. So after divorce or separation, you start a new relationship. A relationship of being parent to the child, but not together. And I think this is the work we really need. It doesn't matter. Divorce, affairs, doesn't matter. What matters, are we okay? You see, we made up a story that if we're not married, don't have a family, the children are damaged. It's a story. It's not true anymore. We use it to cover our own pain. So we have to face ourselves and work with our partner who we have left. And this is, by the way, not easy at all. It's easy to talk about it like this because when two people live together for a long time, they accumulate a lot of pain and anger and revenge. And then when they split, everything comes out. So I would say, if you want support and love and care about your children, respect your other partner. Short advice to parents. Please don't say to your child, your father did this. Because what you're doing is your father. You can say, my partner and I had situations, but don't say your father made problem for me. Because what we're saying is, we're telling the child that you're responsible because that's your father who caused problems for me. We could be very careful how to speak to our children. And the other thing, which is even harder, don't tell your children you're just like your father or just like your mother. Again, you are telling them you're bad, your father is bad. I'm sorry to say these things, we can't help it sometimes. But really, we have to be careful. The price is high. Ultimately, the cost is very high, and I made this mistake, and many people did. But now, luckily, we have a lot of technology and information to learn the things that we didn't know before. What I'm just saying, it seems to be common sense, but everybody cannot see it. Me too. I could not see that. And if people told me that, I wouldn't believe it. And I would say to people, we really, really need to work on ourselves if we want to support our kids. We really need to.
You've been listening to the Essence Foundation facilitator and Hay House author, Dr. Manise Yousry. For more podcasts, videos, and information on courses, go to www.essence-foundation.com.